Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're welcomed into the studio by rookie linebacker Michael Kendricks, who had an outstanding debut Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Michael, when you look back at the tape, what did you think of your performance overall?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
What you thought it was bad?
I thought I did bad. I mean, I knew I did good, but I have such high standards for myself. I want to do so well, and I went back and watched the film, and I actually did pretty good. I did pretty good, but I can do better, and there's always improvement to be made.
You and D'Amico both had a heck of a game. What was it like watching him, someone who's Pro Bowl middle linebacker, leader of the defense? He had a couple key tackles in the backfield. What was it like watching him go through his plays?
Man, it's. I'm glad I'm playing with this man. He's good. He helps me with my stuff, and he makes me a better player. I mean, watching him make those plays in the backfield, it's like, you know, just something that I want to amount to one day. And I know I have the capability to do that. But it takes time, and it's nice to see him in his comfort zone, just having fun and making a bunch of plays for us.
Now, D'Amico was getting some criticism because of his play in the preseason. Did he hear about it? Did he react to it at all? And what's your take?
I'm sure he heard about it, just like everyone else did. But not at one point in time he was worried about it, because he knows what he's capable of doing. Everyone here knows what he's capable of doing. I have full confidence in my teammates and D'Amico, and I mean, so much is asked from a middle linebacker to direct the defense. Like, he's doing other things besides just playing the game. He's lining everyone up. He's telling me what to do, helping me with my stuff. Sometimes he's helping the safeties out too. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that field that people don't know about, that people write about, and really people don't understand. But I mean, it was preseason. I'm sure he was just waiting to turn it on. I mean, he's a vet. He knows what it is. He knows what it takes, and he's been there before.
So what was he teaching you throughout the process here in the preseason? Because you had an outstanding preseason. Mm-hmm. We saw that speed, the instincts, the athleticism. But now you need to carry it into the regular season.
Right.
What were you asking D'Amico? What kind of things were you trying to get from him to help
All
you?
All types of questions. Questions having to do with, tendencies and what to look for, you know. How to get my eyes right, how to stay calm in a heated situation. I mean, all throughout that Cleveland game, we were down. But not at one point in time did D'Amico break. And he had this confidence about him in the huddle that just ensured that we were going to come out with the victory. I mean, he's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on. Get the job done. So, I mean, even if it's not me asking him something, I'm still standing back and just looking at the overall picture and how he goes about his business, and I'm just learning, you know what I'm saying? And that's just not with D'Amico, that's with vets like Kurt, you know what I mean? Like to end the game that way, like, that's how you want to be, that's how you want to play. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that I'm taking from this veteran team, and I'm enjoying it.
Speaking of Kurt, he took a heck of a pop but he did not miss one play.
That's what I'm saying. And, I mean, things like that you really commend a man for. Like, that's who you want on your team. You know what I mean? Someone who's going to go battle for you and who's going to ride. You know what I mean? And that's how I am. I'm not going to let these guys down. And, you know, I'm a rookie. I have a lot more years to play, I mean, if God lets me. And, you know, I'm doing this for them. You know what I mean? And to see that fight in him, man, he didn't give up. Why should we? So,
do you feel like a lot's being asked of you, though, as a rookie? You were thrown into the starting strong side position from day one. You played the middle at Cal. Mm-hmm. You're being asked to make a lot of plays on the field. You're playing almost every single snap on defense. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a lot that's being put on your shoulders as a rookie?
No, I think. I mean, we're playing the game that we've been playing for. I mean, we're playing the game that we've been playing since we were little. So, ever since I was little, I'm in there playing every play. It's nothing new. You know what I mean? I'm in there. for a reason, and that's to play and to make plays and to help the team that I'm playing for win. And, you know, it's not like they're asking for me to go out there and be Superman. They're asking me to go out there and do my job.
But in some ways, though, you know, the Eagles and the fans have been looking for an athletic linebacker, someone that fits your skill set, mm-hmm. someone that can make those game-changing plays. And you're being looked upon already to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like that you've had a very smooth transition at the very least.
That's what I expect of myself, though. So everything that everyone else is expecting, I want the same thing for myself. And I'm always going to strive for that, and I'm going to be pushing towards that goal. So, I mean, people don't have to worry about me wanting it or wanting to do a good job. I want to be in there every play. I want to be that guy, you know what I mean? You know, so, and that's the role that they're giving me. That's the job that they're letting me do, and I appreciate it. And I plan on taking full advantage.
Did you watch the game last night, Ravens-Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your take? Were you watching as a fan? Were you watching with an eye of scouting, knowing that you're going to play Sunday?
I was actually watching the game with Chris Polk.
Okay.
And I texted D'Amico and Akeem. I was, you know, we had a chain message going, and I texted him. I was like, Ray Rice is, excuse my French, hella fast, and that fullback is hella big. And D'Amico texted me, you know, don't worry about that. He's just giving me confidence, you know what I'm saying? They're a good team, though. They're a good team, and we're going to be getting ready for them.
All right, Michael, before we let you get going here, I have to ask you one thing. You have a popular following on Twitter, especially ever since you came to Philadelphia, at Michael Kendricks, by the way, mm-hmm. for those fans on Twitter.
Yeah, at Michael Kendricks, that's M-Y-C-H-A-L.
And your profile picture is quite interesting,
mm-hmm.
because I'm actually in it.
Yeah, you're in there. It's good. It's a good picture.
Of you, but not of me.
You're in there. You're doing your job.
I'm intense in it. I'm a little too intense.
As you should be. You're in there doing your job. You're even asking me questions when I'm not even looking at you. You're going to make sure you get those questions across and get the answers. So it's a good picture.
I appreciate it, Michael. Yep. Again, at Michael Kendricks if you want to follow him on Twitter. Michael, great star. We hope to see big things from you this Sunday when the Eagles host the Ravens. Michael Kendricks, rookie strong side linebacker, joining us here in the Xfinity studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.